From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Tough talk tonight from President Obama, who delivered his first ever primetime Oval Office address with the topic, the ongoing oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
We will make BP pay for the damage their company has caused. And we will do whatever is necessary to help the Gulf Coast and its people recover from this tragedy.
At the same time, the president said he is holding BP accountable for what he termed the worst environmental disaster America has ever faced. He also said it's time to move beyond fossil fuels.
We cannot consign our children to this future. The tragedy unfolding on our coast is the most painful and powerful reminder yet that the time to embrace a clean energy future is now.
The president will meet with BP officials tomorrow at the White House. BP, for its part, said it shares Mr. Obama's goal of cleaning up the Gulf oil spill. At a hearing on Capitol Hill today, the chief executive of ExxonMobil told lawmakers the Gulf spill would not have happened if BP had properly designed its deepwater well off the coast of Louisiana. Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson, testifying before the House Energy and Commerce Committee, said the 1989 Exxon Valdez tanker spill changed the way his company operated. However, lawmakers have complained the oil spill response plans of the five biggest oil companies are nearly identical and all are inadequate. The Obama administration is sending a top diplomat to Kyrgyzstan to see how the U.S. can help people fleeing ethnic violence and calm a situation in a country where the U.S. has a key military base. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asia Robert Blake is to visit the Kyrgyz capital on Friday, but first he is to meet refugees who have fled to neighboring Uzbekistan to see how the U.S. can help. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. is already delivering $800,000 in emergency supplies for tens of thousands of people displaced by ethnic violence.
There is, in fact, an emerging humanitarian crisis in Kyrgyzstan, and we are responding and prepared to respond further to that.
The U.S. uses a base in Kyrgyzstan to supply troops in Afghanistan. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
General David Petraeus appears to be okay after fainting at a Washington hearing today. NPR's David Wellner reports the general was being questioned by senators on the war in Afghanistan.
General Petraeus was summoned to Capitol Hill following a slew of worrisome news reports that came out recently on the situation in Afghanistan. He defended President Obama's six-month-old policy of expanding U.S. forces there by 30,000, and he insisted that despite all the negative news, progress is being made. But as Arizona Republican John McCain challenged Petraeus' endorsement of beginning a troop withdrawal in July of next year, the general slumped over at the witness table. The hearing was stopped and Petraeus was escorted out by aides. His spokesman later said the general had fainted but was feeling much better. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
This is NPR. Israeli military officials are saying a deal has now been reached to deliver aid to Gaza that was aboard a flotilla of ships that was boarded by Israeli naval commandos last month. The Israeli government says under terms of the agreement, the UN will supervise the use of the goods, including clothes, food, and medicine. Until now, the Hamas rulers of Gaza have refused to accept the aid as a protest against Israel's three-year blockade. U.S. military is out with its latest figures for suicides within the Army. NPR's Jamie Terabay tells us the numbers are down from the same time last year.
For the month of May, the Army confirms 9 potential suicides among active duty soldiers. For those in reserve, there were 12. All the cases will be investigated before a final ruling is made. Colonel Chris Philbrick of the Army Suicide Prevention Task Force says summer is usually a very stressful time for the Army and its family members. It's usually when soldiers are in transition. They could be moving to different bases, they could be on their way home from war, they could be moving to different units. Military officials have found that soldiers in transition, especially those with behavioural health issues, are among those most in danger of suicide. There's also a rising trend in the number of suicides among reservists. Contributing factors could include the challenging job market and uncertainty in a recovering economy. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Washington.
Lower than expected quarterly earnings from electronics retailer Best Buy. The top U.S. electronics retailer says for the 3 months ending in May, net profit totaled $155 million. Compared with $153 million a year ago. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 213 points. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.